Well, worship tonight, well, the only thing you'll need is the red hymnal, and our worship service will be led by our village musician, Cynthia Iverson, and her family. And in 2 days, it will be Christmas in July, and so you may have noticed with the Christmas music that the service will have a little bit to do with Christmas.
Welcome to Christmas in July. Please join me in prayer. Radiant God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring with the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be blessings for others. With the trees of the field, with all earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our first reading comes from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all in the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, into the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Let's turn to hymn number 279. 279.
Verses 1 and 2. Terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And please turn to hymn 289. 289. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Our third reading also comes from Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. So what Christmas festival would be complete without a Christmas pageant? And you have a Christmas pageant out there in the library that we used excerpts from, and we're going to put on some parts of it. Let me tell you, it's an intergenerational Christmas pageant, and it's called A Bonhoeffer Christmas. And Bonhoeffer tells us that we need to get out of the theater, out of the audience, and up and be a part of the creche. So we're going to be calling on some of you. And if you're not sure if you want to come up and be part of this, if you're hard to sing, that's just God telling you. So we may take people who raise their hands, or we may not. But just be forewarned. Oh, the Christmas pageant, Bonhoeffer Christmas, is a father taking his son into a church in the evening to explain to his son what Christmas is all about. But like most fathers, the father doesn't know nearly as much as the son does, and the son ends up feeding the father more. Just a minute, just 1 minute. I know I'm around here somewhere. Have we gotten to the night skies gleaming with adoring angels yet?
We first have to get the shepherds out here.
Shepherds?
You did remember the shepherds, dear Dad, didn't you?
We have a little problem here, son.
How could you forget about the... I'm sorry, it's okay. We'll find a way, Dad. I know. What if we...
I don't see why not. Give it a try.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a man who loved Jesus, but he knew firsthand the evil people do. He once said, "We want to be part of these events, Advent and Christmas, and we cannot just expect to sit here like a theater audience and enjoy all the lovely pictures. So therefore, my dad and I would like to invite two lucky persons to come up here and be shepherds. Please?"
Shepherds.
Just go choose someone.
All right.
We should get another shepherd. Would you like to be a shepherd? So you can stand and look shepherdly, but not too much, because it's not about shepherding. That's very good. That's very good. Oh, all right, son. Very good. Very good. Eric?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for volunteering this.
Just a minute. You gotta stop for the laugh line, okay? When they laugh, stop. Try again.
Thank you for volunteering to destroy any dignity you ever had.
Jay, look what I found in this book.
What is it?
It's a quote by Bonhoeffer. Listen. "Mighty God is the name of this child. The child in the manger is none other than God. Nothing greater can be said. God became a child. I need to do my best, not for me, not so people see me, but for him. Use my talents for the child."
Stars in the bright sky look down where
small barn on the outskirts of a forgotten town they gathered. The angel, the shepherds, Joseph and Mary.
Well, and the three kings.
Yes, Dad, and the three kings. We need kings.
Don't look at me, son.
Ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though you've caught us with our kings down. So again, if any of you would indulge us the favor of acting out the parts of the kings, we would surely appreciate it.
Just go pick three.
Which ones?
Any ones, but be sure to get Paul Olson. He already looks like a king. The kings. And then...
Okay, let's use these three. They look regal.
A regular royal flush, son.
Try to look kingly, gentlemen and lady. Not too much, though. Remember, it's not about you.
So, we have our shepherds, we have our kings. Let's get an angel dressed in white with a white halo. Where'd you go on me now? James!
There he is.
Oh, yay! Perfect. And James, you'll be our angel. Is that okay? Is that okay if you're our angel? We have another king right here.
Yes.
And you can be the angel also. Is that okay?
Say.
No, you don't have to say anything. Just, you look great right where you are. And then, oh, Mary. We need a Mary. Would you like to be a Mary? You can be posed here and look beautiful. Joseph, anyone? Joseph, where is Penny? Is she around here? Joseph? Okay, anyone. Anyone. Joseph. Mary.
Hi.
And an angel. And...
This is for this.
Good.
Okay. I think the bird is happening.
The great Lutheran theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer tells us that
all who at the manger finally lay down all power and honor.
All who at the manger finally lay down all prestige.
All who at the manger finally lay down all vanity, all arrogance, all self-will.
All who take their place among the lowly.
And let God alone be high.
All who see the glorious God in the lowliness of the child in the manger. These are the ones who will truly.
These are the ones who will truly celebrate Christmas. It is at the manger where we all gather, those with power and those without. We all come searching for something beautiful, a miracle. And from nothing comes everything. The teeny, itty-bitty baby who was and is and will forevermore be Savior. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me everything I need to know about the real Christmas.
Ah, just trying to be a dad.
Let's end by singing the favorite of all Christmas hymns, Silent Night. We'll sing the first two verses with Bonnie on the piano, then she'll drop out for us to sing the last verse a cappella.
So we're not going to give a greeting or Exodus, it's just going to be quietly singing Silent Night, and when you feel so moved, you can leave or sit
or
down.
Stay.
Or stay.
Or stay.
Yes.